This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Port Townsend residents have had plenty to worry about with the Cascadian subduction zone off the West Coast. But a new study by the Washington State Department of Natural Resources indicates that a major earthquake along the Seattle Fault could create tsunamis in Puget Sound. The study prepared by geologists within the Washington Geological Survey Division of DNR would aid local emergency managers in developing responses and preparedness plans. Seattle would be at the greatest risk in the region as a large population center and economic hub, and the report finds that tsunami waves would reach the shoreline in fewer than 3 minutes in many places on the eastern side of Bainbridge Island, Elliott Bay, and Alki Point. A tsunami would exceed 20 feet along the shoreline of the greater Seattle area. Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz said, "While the history of earthquakes and tsunamis along the Seattle Fault is less frequent than the Cascadia subduction zone, the impacts could be massive. That's why it's critical these communities have the information they need to prepare and respond. There are many geologic faults in the Salish Sea region, at least 12 identified, and one, the South Whidbey Island Fault, has a southern parallel line crossing the tip of Point Wilson. The Seattle Fault crosses east-west through Puget Sound and downtown Seattle, and its last known earthquake occurred about 1,100 years ago." The Peninsula Trails Coalition is helping coordinate letters of support for a State Recreation and Conservation Office grant application to build an extension to the Olympic Discovery Trail. On Monday, the Clallam County Commissioners agreed to provide a letter of support for the extension and to upgrade the trail and the facilities in that trail section. The grant would total nearly $1 million. The application is part of a plan to complete the Olympic Discovery Trail from Port Townsend through Anderson Lake State Park, and then in future phases extend it the full length of the Quimper Peninsula to link to the existing trail at Discovery Bay. The Jefferson County Commissioners reviewed a study of different route options about 4 years ago and decided to prioritize the northern section from Anderson Lake Road to Eagle Mount Road. The next section would extend from Eagle Mount Road to Discovery Bay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention plan to distribute a limited amount of vaccine to Washington State in an effort to help stop the spread of monkeypox virus. Because there is a limited supply from the federal government, allocations are based on the number of monkeypox cases in each state. Washington State has relatively few, and so have been allotted 398 courses, 796 doses, of the two-dose Jynneos vaccine. Of that allotment, 272 courses have already been distributed to jurisdictions with known cases and close contacts. Currently, 15 confirmed and probable cases of monkeypox have been identified in Washington State, including one person who was exposed in another state but tested positive in Washington. All other cases are residents of King County. Early cases of monkeypox were identified in people who had traveled outside of Washington State. More recently, cases have been identified in people who have no history of recent travel, meaning they were likely exposed to monkeypox locally. Investigators are working to notify close contacts of these cases. Summer travelers can expect delays on roads to ocean shores and Lake Cushman. The Washington Department of Transportation is planning to repave several state highways around the Olympic Peninsula. Work will begin today on State Route 113 in Clallam County and will continue into early fall. Speed limits will lower and traffic will reduce to one lane at times with flaggers or pilot cars leading alternating traffic in each direction. These are the affected roads. In Clallam County on SR 113 between US 101 and SR 112, on US 101 between Wisen Creek Road and Salduk Hot Springs Road, and on US 101 on both Salduk River bridges. In Jefferson County, road repairs will exist on SR 116 between Indian Island Ferry Road and Fort Flagler Historical State Park, and on US 101 between Kalalock Campground and Ho River Bridge. In Grays Harbor County, on SR 115 between Ocean Shores and SR 109, and in Mason County on SR 106 between US 101 and SR 3, and on SR 119, Lake Cushman Road, between North Lookout Place to Staircase Road. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m., and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.